Relatives of a former Ku Klux Klansman say he bragged about bombing a Birmingham church years ago. The relatives took the witness stand yesterday in the murder trial of 71-year-old Bobby Frank Cherry. He's accused of killing four black girls in the 1963 bombing of a church that was active in the civil rights movement. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Birmingham.
Willa Dean Brogdon was married to Bobby Frank Cherry in the early 1970s. She was the first of several state witnesses who described hearing Cherry talk about being part of a Klan plot to bomb the 16th Street Baptist Church. Brogdon recalled how Cherry once pointed to the church and said that was where he put a bomb under the steps. She testified that he said he lit the fuse to the dynamite that blew a gaping hole through the church basement during Sunday services on September 15, 1963. At times, Brogdon said, Cherry would express regret that children were killed, but then he would say, quote, at least they couldn't grow up to have more niggers. On cross-examination, defense lawyers pointed out numerous inconsistencies in Brogdon's recollection of events and differences between what she testified to at this trial compared with what she previously told a grand jury. Nonetheless, prosecutor Doug Jones thought she was an effective witness.
You would expect that. I mean, that's their job, to try to poke holes, pick, you know, things overall. We're pleased with the way the day went.
The state also presented testimony from Cherry's former brother-in-law, Charles Wayne Brogdon, who used to visit his sister and Cherry when they were married. He testified that Cherry said that he built the bomb that killed the girls at the church house, but that it wasn't intended to kill them. In addition to the relatives who said Cherry bragged about the bombing, the state presented testimony from a one-time co-worker who said Cherry claimed responsibility. Michael Wayne Goen said he was working at an apartment complex in Dallas in 1982 where Cherry was laying carpet. Goen's testified that Cherry talked about being in the Klan in Birmingham and said, you know I bombed that church. Defense attorney Mickey Johnson says it doesn't make any sense that someone would talk about a crime in such a casual way.
I don't think anybody would brag about it if they did something like that. I mean, that's just kind of ridiculous. Okay. To total strangers? I don't know that anybody would find that impressive. Who would find that impressive, and who would you be trying to impress with that?
During cross-examinations, Johnson drew attention to differing accounts by witnesses of what Cherry's role was. Some testimony suggests Cherry claimed he built the bomb, but in other testimony, he credited another Klansman with making the device. While his former brother-in-law said the bomb wasn't intended to hurt anybody, another witness testified that Cherry said the church was supposed to be full. Prosecutor Doug Jones says it's up to jurors to decide what's true.
We will make our arguments to the jury at the end of this case. The jury's job is to sift through the facts, reconcile what they can reconcile, and disregard what they want to disregard. We believe the evidence is coming together for the prosecution at this point.
The state hopes to rest its case today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.